Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm speaking with Washington Public Library Director Brenna Walker about October events. October is here, and that brings a whole new month of activities at the Washington Public Library. Can you share what some of the new things are that people can look for?
Yes, we got a mini grant in July that's from the Riverboat Foundation. With that Riverboat grant, we were able to get a DVD rack. So we have that in the junior fiction section of the library. So it's kind of a nice little change of scenery as you enter. We also have a lot of fall decorating going on. So we're busy doing that. It looks really nice. Joe has a lot of books out in the elementary area, just fall books on different topics, nonfiction, just chapter books, things like that that she has out that's just kind of an easy grab and checkout type thing. We will have a festival of pumpkins, which begins in October. So anyone can drop off a decorated or painted pumpkin, no carved ones, please, to be displayed in the library beginning October 15th. Prizes will be awarded for the adult and kids category. And winners in the kids category will be introduced on the stage in Central Park during trick-or-treat around the square.
So that's a nice family activity to decorate some pumpkins together.
Yes, it will be. So that will be a fun thing. So we also have a lot of kids programs that are continuing to go on that started in September. We have We Read with Joe. That still will be on Tuesdays at 10. And please just register at the library if you have not attended before. Really good story songs, rhymes that she does that just create a good phonological awareness for the young toddlers. For school age kids, which would be kindergarten through fifth grade, Janisa is our librarian for that age. She will be having some early out movies. She calls it Movie Madness. You get free popcorn with that, and that will start on Wednesdays at 1:30. October 10th, we're showing Fantastic Beasts. And on October 24th, we're showing Casper. She's also going to be including some Halloween activities, so that will be a fun time with her as well. Teen programming, Kayla has created some neat things. Spooky Slime, she is doing on Wednesday, October 10th at 4 o'clock, and that's for 6th grade through 12th grade. It's just for some Halloween fun. Pumpkin painting that she wants to do with 6th graders through 12th graders. Anyone can register, but please do register ahead of time so she knows how many supplies to get. And that will just be coming to paint a pumpkin to celebrate the fall season. There is a teen book club, which is part of our teen board advisory, and it's something that's really fun. You'd come and share your spooky favorite reads to the group, and that's also open to ages in grades 6 through 12. She's also having a Harry Potter party, and that will be actually on October 31st at 4 o'clock. Spend an evening at Hogwarts, get your wand, play a simple game, and test your Harry Potter knowledge. That's open to 6th grade and up as well.
And there's plenty of things for adults to do while the kids are busy.
Yes. So for adults, we are continuing with Sticks and Strings with Leanne. The next one for that will be Friday, October 5th at noon. That is when you bring your knitting, your crocheting, quilting, other projects for just a relaxing hour with fellow fiber artists. We also are having our Saturday serenades again, and that's every Saturday that will continue, we hope, for a long time. So just come and play soothing ambient music on our piano and talk to Allie if you'd like to do that. We had a nice piano player last week. We also have a book club for adults. This book club is meeting on October 16th at 12 p.m. or 6 p.m. The book is called The Power by Naomi Aderman. And you would talk to Allie about interlibrary loaning that for free. We also are starting to do some activities with Art Share through the Writer's Workshop and also just through the university. One of our presenters will be Friday, October 19th at 3 p.m. Usman Ali is a Pakistan playwright, instrumentalist in the theater scene over in Pakistan. We also have the Washington Writers Workshop, which is just a renowned workshop that's through the university that we're very lucky to have so close to us. We'll have guest writer Catherine Gibble from the Iowa Writers Workshop. She will be giving a presentation of the craft of writing during the first hour of her presentation. And she's somebody that grew up in Brooklyn, New York, and she holds an MFA from the University of Iowa's Writers workshop. Her work has been published from several different publishing companies. The second hour of the program will be open to adults and teens to just learn more about the workshop and her different writings that she's done.
So the Washington Library is a busy place, not your stereotypical quiet space necessarily.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. Red Cedar Chamber Music, which I believe was last year as well. And that's after hours at the library, so that will be Friday, October 26th at 7. And apparently last year it had a really good turnout. So I would encourage everybody to come again this year. It presents Love and Life, a marriage of words and music, taking us on a journey of love, featuring spoken work artist Akwi Niji.
And do people need to get tickets ahead of time for the Red Cedar Chamber Music?
That one I would inquire with Allie at the library and just see if for space purposes, yes.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Brenna Walker, director of the Washington Public Library, speaking about events coming up this month at the library. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.